Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot rolling in this town right now. I have never seen a time. Yeah, I probably have, but it sounds good. Well, we've had this many things going on at one time, and good things for the most part. The draft tonight, we're all over. We got that thing covered. The Twins today that you heard right here on WCCO. The Timberwolves tomorrow. The Minnesota Wild trying to get home ice in the playoffs, taking on Calgary tonight, and much more. It might be the best spring, the best April that we've ever had in Minnesota. Now, think about that. Despite this awful weather, despite what we've had to endure, what was 27 days below zero in the wintertime, somehow, some way, here comes sports to save the day. And it presents us, like the flowers that blossom this time of year, it presents us with a sense of hope and a sense of kind of fun. Now, here's my advice to you. I try not to give advice very often because I figure that most of you are smarter than me. But here's my advice to you that I have learned over the years, and it's taken me a long time to figure some of this stuff out. Because when a team gets going good, you just assume they're going to be good for a long time, and then they're not. This doesn't happen very often. So sit back, relax, and enjoy it. To have this many teams in this kind of menu to choose from, we just don't see this very often. And I used to get caught up in, what are the Wolves going to do to win tomorrow night against Memphis? Well, how are they going to, you know, they got to rebound more. That's what they got to do. They got to rebound more. And they got to keep Ja Morant out of the paint. That's what they got to do. And I get that. There's people that subscribe to that, and that's certainly part of the game plan. I was out at the Wolves today. And Chris Finch is not happy with the way his team is rebounding, and he thinks it's toughness. He doesn't think it's about length and all that stuff. He thinks it's more about toughness and want to, and that's what really makes a coach angry, right? Now, that's his job, though, to figure that out. What I'm saying is, just kick it back and enjoy the game. This has been a wonderful series to watch, even though it has been incredibly frustrating at times. Remember, we haven't had many springs where we've been able to even watch a series like this. You know, they went against Houston a few years ago, and they were out of it before they were in it. They lost the first two games. And you go, they play Memphis this year, and they win game one, and that's critical. Game one gets you into play. You know, you're good then for four games. You're not going to get swept, and you're going to come back home at least 1-1. And I have found this an incredibly enjoyable way to go through life. And part of the reason is, for all of us, is we have endured so much, particularly in this town. We have endured COVID, and we're getting it again, it sounds like. we have endured what's happened to our city, we owe it to ourselves to enjoy this time in our lives. The Minnesota Twins won their seventh straight game today. Their seventh straight game. They came into this homestand in last place, and they finished it in first place, I think by 2.5 games. The Twins, and we weren't sure. And during spring training, we had a lot of speculation, myself included. I just don't see where they're going to get the wins from this starting pitching staff. And what's happened? Their starting pitching's been outstanding. Now, Bailey Obrador, they went 3 2/3 today because he got he had to leave the game with some tightness. But the Twins have won seven straight games. Carlos Correa cleared the bases with a gap shot. Take a deep breath and enjoy this. You know, last year wasn't so good, and the year before that was a good year, but it was COVID. Nobody was there. I'll bet you there aren't four people listening right now that could tell me, if I said, how'd the Twins season end 2 years ago, that could say they got swept by Houston in a three-game series. I'll bet you there's not four people listening out there right now that could say that off the top of their head. That's what happened that year, and I was there, but there was hardly anybody there because of an empty stadium. This is fun stuff. The Wild are consumed with who's going to get home ice, them or St. Louis. I mean, that's like arguing about how you're going to split your $1 million up. I mean, you're there. You're on the doorstep. You got this really good team, and you got this superstar, Kirill Kaprizov, and you got this second superstar. It looks like he's coming along, Kevin Fiala. And you got a coach that people like, and a general manager's made these moves. He's been gutsy and ballsy, and he's got some things done. And all of a sudden, you got a little something there. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Don't worry right now about whether they get home ice against the St. Louis Blues. That is minuscule in the big picture. Just enjoy what we got. And then you got the NFL draft tonight. And who knows, man, might there be a shutdown cornerback available? Could McDuffie be sitting there? I don't think Stingley's going to fall. Well, what if he did? But what if Jordan Davis is there? No. They need some more offense with Garrett Wilson. Would they dare take a quarterback? This is fun stuff, folks. There's a draft party going on at the U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll tap into that in a little while here. But it's so much fun to have some people in play and some things happening that excite the sports public. And I used to be like a lot of you. I'd go, yeah, but I can't enjoy the Timberwolves because they're down 3-2 and they don't rebound well and they can't stop Ja Morant. I don't care about that anymore. I just like to watch these games because I realized a long time ago that I have no control over what happens when they're on the court or the ice or the field. But I can sit back and enjoy the spectacle of it. And I kind of try to watch it almost like, what if I didn't have a vested interest in this? How much fun would it be? And it's fun. It's fun. I talked to a parent one day, and I was talking to him that they had a successful child that was in their senior season. And I said, what's it been like to be the parent and to ride this wave and throughout? And the dad said, I'll never forget this. He said, in my son's youth years, the kid was a basketball player, I'd go to the games and my gut would be tight. When he was on the floor, when he took a shot, I didn't know. And I lived and died every time that my son was on the floor, and I thought, well, this is the game. This is the most important game. And I felt that way all the time. Oh, he's got to play well tonight. If he doesn't play well tonight, and this is the big game. And he said, by the time I got to his senior year, I finally figured out that I really didn't have that much control over it once I got to the game, that all I could do was sit up and watch and support him. And when I got to that point, it was really fun to watch my son play because I didn't analyze him. I didn't sit and worry about when the ball bounced off his foot. I changed it. I was so thankful that he had the courage to be a participant, that he actually fought through and wanted to be a part of it, that he didn't just mail it in, that he didn't go play video games, that he didn't just quit on himself at any point in time when he could have. And he just made a commitment to play the game, and I made a commitment to enjoy watching him play the game. He said it was transformational because I finally was able to sit back and enjoy what he did well instead of going, oh, man, he made three mistakes. We got to figure out how to fix them. He said, so I just kicked back and said, this is what we did all the work for, so that when I come and watch these games, it's fun. And it's the same thing right now for those of us in the sports public. I know you want to fix the Timberwolves in the playoffs. I'm just thrilled they're in the playoffs. I know you're very concerned about who the Minnesota Vikings take in the draft, but we're not going to know, no matter what they do tonight, we're not going to know if these guys are good or not. So let's just have some fun and believe in it. Watch for some of the other local picks. Check out the pageantry of Las Vegas as we go along. And enjoy the ride. And the Twins have won 7 straight. After we had pronounced their pitching staff dead on arrival before the season started. This is fun. And if this isn't fun, then what is it when these teams aren't winning? See what I'm saying? If you can't enjoy it now, when can you enjoy it? Whew, we got some cool things going on in this market, finally. And maybe I am just a product of years in business and time spent in Minnesota. And no, I don't expect the Wild to win or the Timberwolves to win, if I'm going to be honest with you. And I have no idea why that is. Why should we not expect the Timberwolves to win? And yet we would expect Memphis to win. Why should Memphis be entitled to winning more than we are? I don't know. But I always feel like we're not supposed to win here in Minnesota to any great degree. I don't know. It's probably because we've been conditioned, right? And I feel like, well, yeah, St. Louis will probably beat the Wild, which has nothing to do with reality. But I feel like that way. I feel that way because that's kind of what we've seen in Minnesota for so long. Like, we don't deserve to be in contention or win titles. So I'm going to raise my hand tonight and say I will enjoy whatever this weekend has to offer. Starting today with the Twins. When I was at the Twins clubhouse today, too, it was fun to see them. Not in bliss, but in with a sense of satisfaction. And yes, there's some more things, some work left undone. But you know what? They've won 7 straight. I think we can enjoy that. When we come back, he runs the Vikings party and events, Martin Nance. He is at U.S. Bank Stadium, where they are gathered for quite a draft party. We'll set the stage for what promises to be an interesting night. Enjoy, everybody. It's Sports to the Max. Welcome back. Twins win today 7-1. Timberwolves tomorrow night right here on WCCO. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Martin Nance. He works for the Minnesota Vikings. He's the point man. He's the big man under the big rooftop tonight as they throw their draft party out at U.S. Bank Stadium, something that hasn't been done for a bit. Martin, thank you for joining us.
No, it's my pleasure. Excited to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You know, last year they didn't have a draft party. The year before they couldn't have a draft party. Does it feel good for these people just to be out there in their purple? What are you seeing? What are you feeling?
It sure does. I was just talking to someone, and you can feel the energy. You can feel the buzz. It's great to have fans in the building back together. But also, we're all just so excited with Quasey and Kevin at the helm. We're fired up to see kind of their first chess move tonight. So a lot of positive energy in the building.
Now, what goes on in the building on draft night? You got a lot of stuff. You got some former players back there, et cetera, right?
That's right. We've got some former players that will be here. We've got some current players that will be buzzing around as well. We've got a lot of sponsorship activation, so fun interactions with Mystic Lake is throwing out a bunch of fun prizes and activities, and Miller Lite and Busy and U.S. Bank, you name it. We've got a lot of activities for the whole family down here tonight.
Now, Martin, do you have someone that you would like to see them draft?
It's funny. As a former player, I can sit and speculate with the best of them and throw around guys I would love to see added. But, man, I can say with the utmost confidence, I am glad that Kevin and Kwesi will get to make the pick, and we won't have to all rely on me making the choice as a marketing guy now.
Yeah, but Martin, you know the game of football. What is it that Kwesi and Kevin have brought to the party, to the table? You're a football person, too. What do you see when you interact with them? What are you seeing? What is it fans will figure out about these two?
You know, they're just super smart guys. They're collaborative. They value the perspective of the people around them. And when they make decisions, they really try to gather the most cutting edge information that they can. So I think fans are going to see us play a brand of football that represents progression and kind of the cutting edge way of attacking the game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see them put the product on the field this fall.
When you're sitting there and you understand this from a player's perspective, your life's going to change in one, you know, one night. What is that like? Put your player hat on. What's that like when that's where right. you live and possibly the direction of your entire life is going to change in an instance?
No, you're right. It's an exciting night. You know, it's a chance to start the next phase of your athletic career. And, you know, so many players dream and think about a night like this when their name could be called or they could land on a professional team. So it's a special night, not only for the player, but for their whole family, their community. It's really cool to see the backstories and see these guys, see their dreams come true.
All right. If anybody's got a question for me or wants to tell us who they should draft, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Martin, have you had a chance to sample the fans out there? Do you get a feeling? Do they have a direction they want to see this team go in terms of a position, if not player, they mention?
No, you're hearing a lot of cornerbacks
yeah.
floating around. You're hearing a lot of edge rusher floating around. But at the same time, I think people respect the fact that this draft can throw you some curveballs, and you've got to be ready to navigate and identify the best player for you in that moment. So, again, just so much confidence in the guys that have been working at it day after day to make the best decision for the franchise. And I'm thrilled that Kevin O'Connell, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah will be making the call here soon and pushing us forward, you know, into the future of the franchise.
Do you know what time their pick will hit at?
We don't know the exact time. I'm guessing it's going to land somewhere between 8:30, something
yeah.
like that. But the first round will kick off here soon, and in probably about 10 minutes or so, we'll start hearing some names. So it's, again, a lot of excitement in the air.
Well, strap it on and get ready, Martin. Going to be quite a ride. Thank
That's
you for
right.
joining us from U.S. Bank Stadium.
No, thank you. My pleasure. Have a great night, and let's go get a great Viking added to the roster tonight.
You got it. Martin Nance. Martin Nance, he's played football, but he's out there helping run as the point man for tonight's event. You can text us or call. Here's a text I got. I've literally spent the last 30 minutes trying to call and get on the phone. I actually talk about something. Apparently, you don't value my opinion. I don't know who that is. Here's one. Hey, Mike, you're straight up wrong. I'm a little disappointed that you don't answer my calls. It must be the same person. Anyway, 651-461-9226 if you want to tell us who you think the Minnesota Vikings should take in the first round. And then tell us why. I think a lot of people get caught up in what they read on Twitter and ESPN, and they see this and that, and they don't know, I hate to say this, a whole lot about football. But they read something and then they regurgitate it. And they say, well, they need to get an edge rusher. Here's the guy that they should get, and here's why. And you go, really? That's your thought? Is that based on tape that you saw, or what is it? Blah, 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 blah. I understand that's a fan's prerogative. But I think it's pretty hard to be able to tell and project these players if you watch them and be able to say that's going to be an NFL guy. So you can root for a position, you can do all those things, but I don't think any of us, myself included, are qualified enough to know who's going to be the next impact player for the Minnesota Vikings or anyone else. We'll talk some Timberwolves. This is getting interesting, this series. 3-2. We'll bring in a world champion. A guy's got one of those big rings. He'll break down what he expects tomorrow night in Game 6 and much more. Plus, Jeff Robinson. He used to sit in that draft room for the Minnesota Vikings, and he's followed this draft particularly closely. We're going to bring him into the equation tonight. Pete Najarian. I don't know if you know this about Pete. We do the show on Sundays. He is a draft freak. He loves studying the NFL draft. It's like a hobby or a passion for his. So when the Vikings make their pick, I'm going to go down to Pete because Pete has, I can't believe, I mean, he can watch the tape. He actually played and projects some things. He actually knows this game. He's not just guessing. So we'll tap into Pete as well. Sports to the Max, draft night, and more. Straight ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.